Mr. President, Your Royal Highness, Your Excellency, Madam Chair, distinguished co-panelists, ladies and gentlemen, migration is an issue of utmost importance and urgency. It's challenging countries, regions, the world to its limits, our host country, neighboring countries, Europe, the whole world. And I think it's a very timely initiative, as also the president of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences said, to set aside time, even if it's in a side event, to talk something about something which is urgent and where science actually can make a difference. And I'd like to hail the initiative by Her Royal Highness Princess Samaya to commit and engage for taking this time. It might actually be a good idea also for future science fora to dedicate particular time space for urgent political issues where science and science advice can play a role. Now coming to UNESCO. UNESCO is an active member of the Global Migration Group, which is a platform composed of 17 UN agencies and the International Organization for Migration, promoting coherence and coordination on action regarding international migration. And UNESCO's social and human sciences sector has integrated human rights and gender equality perspectives into work undertaken by that particular group. UNESCO advocates for all types of migration to be mainstreamed into the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and its Sustainable Development Goals within a human rights framework. The science sectors at UNESCO have pursued the expansion of research and knowledge on migration-related issues in UNESCO member states, 195, and produced migration-related publications, such as a recent report on migration and youth, jointly produced with UNICEF. UNESCO's promotion of the realization of the human rights of migrants is pursued through targeted interventions linked within its field of competence and mandate, namely reducing the cost of labour migration through the recognition of diplomas and qualifications driven by the implementation of the 6 relevant regional conventions, thus reflecting UNESCO's mandate and experience in education. To strengthen the evidence base on migration, mainly advanced through the work of UNESCO's Institute of Statistics, and promoting a culture of peace and non-violence and improving public perceptions of migrants by relying on its mandate and experience in the area of communication and information, as well as global citizenship education. UNESCO is also active on country-level assistance in relation to migration, and I'm taking now an example from another region of the world than we are in right now. In India, the Internal Migration in India initiative, launched in 2011 by UNESCO and UNICEF, aims at contributing to the advancement of the rights of internal migrants in the economic, social, political and cultural life of the country. A three-legged strategy combining policy advocacy, research and capacity building has been proposed for a better integration of migrants. In China, UNESCO's Beijing office produced in cooperation with the Yunnan University a comparative report with strategic and practical recommendations on migrant women's access to education and training, decent work and housing in Yunnan and Guangdong provinces. Most importantly, education plays an important role for stabilizing regions, giving youth hope for the future, creating counter-narratives to fundamentalist limited worldviews, and building the knowledge bases of tomorrow's society. In this regard, education in science, technology and mathematics, or STEM education, which is part and parcel of UNESCO's science portfolio, can play an essential role in stabilizing the effects of major migration patterns and converting them into opportunities for societies, economies, human capital, and for social resilience. Furthermore, UNESCO's programs on education for sustainable development and global citizenship respond to the urgent need of migrants and host communities to commonly to build together peaceful and sustainable societies and to make fundamental changes in how they coexist with each other and our planet. In addressing climate change, education for sustainable development deals with one of the key challenges, that is destabilizing societies. UNESCO ensures that learners of all ages and throughout life acquire the knowledge, skills and attitudes that are needed to develop a sense of belonging to a common humanity and to contribute to society as responsible citizens. Global citizenship education, in particular, gives learners the competencies and opportunity to realize their rights and their obligations to promote a better world and future for all. Evidence suggests that global environmental change is impacting migration through its influence on a range of social, political, and economic, environmental, and demographic drivers, which in turn affect migration in itself. The interface between societies and their environments should be approached in the light of these pressures. By integrating all of these factors as appropriate, one can sketch scenarios where environmental pressures on already vulnerable societies call into question social inclusion and the achievement of human rights. Even more so, when this all takes place in regions, in countries at conflict with each other. By leveraging pre-existing vulnerabilities, environmental transformations disproportionately affect those who have least contributed to them and who are at the least equipped to cope with these changes. And time pressures us. Winter is approaching. Change is continuous and often goes beyond our capacity to adapt. In this context, how can we cope with change not only in global processes but also in related societal organization? This World Science Forum, ladies and gentlemen, can contribute to the question of migration, and it can span from issues related to the need to develop appropriate science-based policies to making policymakers understand how science can bring solutions to society. Focus should be on actionable ideas, for example, how to address inequalities, job and economic productivity, as was also stressed by the UN Secretary General's Scientific Advisory Board. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I very much welcome this timely initiative to have this particular side event on migration. Thank you very much.